Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's not every day you get a woman sliding into your DM saying, "Hey, I want to set you up with this guy. He's great. He also happens to be my ex, but I think you guys are going to make an awesome pair."
It's definitely a unique experience.
Yeah, and that's what happened for one of our Burt Show listeners. She actually went out on the date, and now you guys want a follow-up to know how the date went. We call it Follow-Up Thursday, and we basically just get closure on any storylines that may have been left open-ended. So specifically, Abby, before we get that, this came from Sammy Rossi. She said, "Last July, you guys talked to a woman who got a rando text from another woman who wanted to set her up on a blind date. I remember you thought it was a trap, but she thought it was a sign from the universe." Whatever happened with that?
Yeah, so Amber was set up on a blind date by a stranger named Laura. Laura randomly slid into her DM. She's like, "Hey, are you single?" And then she mentioned that she had an ex-boyfriend that she wanted to set her up with per this agreement. Before they could break up with one another, they had to find one another's future mate. We all thought this was insane and probably a trap. Amber thought this was some kind of sign from the universe that she needed to go on this date. So then later on, we got an update from her on how the date went. And she was like, "He was amazing and never wanted the date to end." But then she made a mistake when she mentioned his ex's name. From then on, he would stop talking about her. She could sense that he might still have feelings for his ex, but she wasn't ready to give up on him. Laura reached out to Amber to see how it went, but Amber was avoiding her call. We all told her it might be best to tell Laura the truth about the date. So what's happened since we last spoke to Amber?
Dun, dun, dun. Mo's got the follow-up.
"You know, I never actually saw him again. It was all so crazy. I texted him a few times after that, but then he and Laura got back together, and he started to completely ignore me. Laura did too. She wouldn't respond to any of my DMs. It was so weird. I don't get it. I mean, why set me up with him if you're just going to get back together with him, right? I mean, maybe that was a part of some weird plan all along. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. It was a fun experience, and I'm all about having as many of those as I can. Life's short, so why not live while you can? But I do have myself someone new. He's fantastic. He loves animals, which is a big time good sign in my eyes. I mean, you can't be a jerk but love animals. I'm sure of it. If a guy doesn't love animals, then trust me, it's a huge red flag. I met him about a month ago, and ever since then, we've been practically inseparable. I'm talking about spending almost all of our time together. He just gets me, you know? Not many people truly understand me, and that's okay. If everyone gets you, then you're probably a pretty boring person. Let's be real. So that's all. I'll let you know what happens."
So it was a setup. But like, how, like, what's the play? I'm having a hard time comprehending and understanding, like, what Laura's play was and how she worked that to her advantage.
It sort of feels like Laura's a little bit of a control freak. Like, okay, well, if I can't have my boyfriend, I'm going to find out who he can have, and then hopefully that works out. But it kind of sounds like, to me, from this update, it kind of sounds like the boyfriend missed Laura and then got back with her, right?
I don't understand what the play would be either.
Right?
I mean, my gut instinct was that she just simply wasn't over him and she thought she was. And so maybe this was some kind of diversion tactic to, like, make herself believe that she was over him by hooking him up with someone that she knows. But it just doesn't make any sense that if you ended up with him, you obviously still had some feelings for him. So why would you try to set him up with your friend in the first place? I don't get it.
Yeah, none of it makes sense to me whatsoever. I mean, I'm glad she got herself a new man and he's fantastic and he loves animals.
Is that a huge red flag for women?
100%. Yes? When we were talking about Rebecca earlier, mm-hmm. and when her friend slash kind of date but not really date walked in and didn't acknowledge her dog, it sort of feels like someone's off there.
Like, if you have a legitimate reason, if you, like, had been attacked by a dog, if you have something that's PTSD-related, if you have, like, mad allergies, something like that, if there's a reason behind it, but if you don't have any of those and you just don't like animals, I don't think I could date you.
Yeah, especially, I mean, again, other than allergies, if right. you have, like, a moral objection to cats,
yes.
to me, that's a little bit of a red flag, too.
I mean, it makes sense because I love animals, but I never thought to myself, like, if a guy just didn't like animals and didn't have a good reason, he just doesn't want to go to the zoo because he hates animals, like, that a woman would see that as, like, okay, this ends here. I never thought about that.
Well, like, the zoo, if that's not your cup of tea, if it's not fun to you, that's one thing. Like, I don't really care to go to the zoo, but, like, pets.
Domesticated. Anything yes. that's domesticated that you are anti, and you don't have to like fawn over them. Like it doesn't mean you have to be like obsessed with them. Though I am like, oh my God, I walked by the floofiest, most gorgeous. I was at the children's hospital to visit one of our Burt's Big Adventure kids. And as I'm watching, walking past the kids' library, they had their therapy dogs in the library. And this giant, it was a Pyrenees just laying on the ground, this giant floof. It took every ounce in my being to keep walking towards the elevators. But as I'm walking, I'm like, oh, you're such a big boy. You're such a big, beautiful boy.
A big, beautiful, good boy.
All right, so we have time to cover one more email before we're out of time. And if you ever have a dilemma, you can always hit us up at theburtshow.com. The email's producer at theburtshow.com. And this one is all about whether or not you reveal your body count. And Abby, for those that may not know, what does body count mean?
Body count is how many people you've done the sex with.
Did you just go more country?
I think we went to Charleston.
Is that where we went? Okay.
Well, I do declare my body count is how many times I have been intimate with a manly collar.
Uh-huh. A gentleman collar. How many gentleman collars have been in your bed chamber?
All right, so this one says, Burt Show, how are you, radio fam? May I get some quick advice on something that might potentially get asked? I'm getting back to serious dating, and one thing I'm scared to maybe get asked in the future by whoever I'll date is this question. What's your body count? Or how many people have you slept with? I was quite the randy young man in my mid-20s and lost count after 50. Now in my late 20s, I'm past that. If I'm ever asked that question, do I lie, even though I believe in being very honest, or do I take that to my grave? I feel like I'll be heavily misjudged or scare them off. Sincerely, he signed it Austin Powers. Oh. All right, so body count.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest or not to be honest?
I think you should be honest. I mean, I think a lot of people believe that the past doesn't matter, or at least they live their lives as if the past doesn't matter. So I think you should own who you are, whatever you have done. I think you should want to be with somebody who's going to accept you for who you truly are. And if you have to lie to them to be with them, then why do you want to be with them in the first place? So I think you should be completely honest.
To me, it's not about a specific number. So even if you lost count after 50, I think the only thing that counts is how you view how sex plays out in a relationship. So, for example, I dated a guy who had a much larger body count than me. It was like well over 200. And so we had a conversation about how that affected his view on intimacy and like how we like had differing views. And so to me, it's more about like, what role does that play in your life rather than like, I slept with 400 people and now I'm a hoe.
I mean, I don't think it's any of your business. Like if you ask me my body count, I'm going to be like, that's my past. I'm living in the present. And it's none of your business how many people I've slept with.
Even if it's marriage? Like if it's somebody you just dating, I understand that. But yeah. If I'm going to marry you, I would probably want to know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Absolutely.
That number's going to like play a part in...
Well, remember, it's kind of like what I said before of, like, background checks. It's like, if you're going to give somebody the rest of your life and invest everything that you have, which is your personal self, into them, like, yeah, I would kind of want to know where you come from, where you've been, and why you live the way you did.
Oh, we are going to expand upon this tomorrow on The Burt Show.
Well, then do it.
The Burt Show.